Log Talk Radio.
That's just about enough of that. Hang on a second. Okay. I don't need to hear the music. Everybody is here, correct?
Hello, everybody!
Yes, correct. Everybody is here, correct? Am I wrong?
Everybody is here.
Okay, beautiful. So, yes, I'm not usually, as you know, late like this. I was in the middle of something ridiculous this morning. It could be a Grind My Gears segment. I don't know. Luckily, it's only been 20 minutes. I'm going to try to see if perhaps the show... if I can extend it, like if I can add 20 minutes to it. If not, we can really, you know, get going. I'll just cut the first 20 minutes of silence out. If we have live listeners, I do apologize for that. Although I don't believe the show actually technically started because I wasn't connected. So I'm not quite sure how that worked. But again, I do apologize. It was something that was really, you know what? I'll save it for the Grind My Gears segment just because, you know, in the spirit of good radio, I will do that. So, again, to the co-hosts out there, I do apologize. And we have a good show planned for today. So, last night, guys and lady, we saw LeBron James and Kyrie Irving play like LeBron James and Kyrie Irving. This was a team last night that was, you know, I don't know. I guess you can call it a team that I expected to see, honestly. A team that I expected to see from game one on. This is the same team that won 10 straight games in the playoffs. And, I mean, I guess my major question here is this a series again? Or was this just an emotional game for Cleveland, but the series is still over?
I think it's a series again.
You think so?
I'm going to give you two examples. One, I think the Warriors, they did not learn their lesson from the Oklahoma City series. When Oklahoma was cocky and they fed life into the Warriors have done the exact same thing to the Cavs. They pulled on LeBron's cape. They called him soft. They called him a baby. They called him the B word. And, you know, LeBron is like, you know what? I'm still the best player in the world. And Kyrie showed up saying, hey, I'm up there in the top 10 players as well as the best NBA players in the world. Bo gets hurt. Now it's a series. I could easily see this thing going seven games now.
Well, Bogut, I was going to ask you. Actually, I was going to ask everybody. That Bogut thing, did everybody see that last night? I mean, Jason and I were doing our radio show. We were doing our wrestling show during the game. So it was kind of one of those things where if you weren't looking at the television, you may have missed it. Did you guys see that? I mean, was that as gross as he made it seem when he was rolling on the ground?
I think so. It looked like his knee bent all the way back.
Oh, this looks like a hyperextension. It's really what I look like.
Oh, and those aren't anything fun to deal with, I can tell you that.
Nah, he's a pansy. He's fine. Joe, what about you? Joseph. Oh, did we lose Joe? Right, well, I guess Joe's not on the line at the time being here. Let me just send him a quick message. Oh, wait. I heard a mic click. Was that Joe? No, it wasn't. Okay. Well, the Bogut injury was gross. The Bogut injury, to me, seemed like I don't know. It was just, it was one of those things where it didn't look like a Kevin, not Kevin Love, Jesus. It didn't look like a Kevin Ware. It didn't look like, you know, Willis McGahee. It didn't look like just that. But he was down for, I mean, literally, they ran up and down the court like three times before they stopped the play for him being down, you know? And so you saw what happened. Not that Bogut really made a difference in that game before that, but now they don't have a big guy. And you saw what happens when LeBron attacks the glass. You saw what happens when Cleveland used size and their speed to get after. You saw that. So now, maybe we do have a series, because small ball only works so much against a bigger, more physical team, you know?
Right.
See, Joe, if you can hear me, you're on, buddy. The show is on. I don't know. I mean, your mic's not muted. You're ready to go here. I mean, maybe you've got to reconnect or something. I don't know. But that's what's going on with it. Now, let me ask you guys this then, Jason and Brianna, who we have at the moment. And the fat man couldn't make it today. He had a job interview. I didn't know McDonald's still does interviews, but either way. so he has an interview, but maybe he'll be on by the end of the show. I don't know. Yeah, based on what happened, I'm going to really I can't wait for grind my gears. I'm going to really mood today. Anyway, sorry about that. If the Cavs do come back and win this thing, the Cavs do make history coming, being the first NBA team. Cause remember, I believe now Jason is the stat machine. He should know this, but I believe it is, they're 0-32, I believe, teams down 3-1 in the finals.
That is correct. No one's ever come back from 3-1 down in the finals.
Yeah, but I believe it's 0-32, and I believe only two of those teams have ever made it to a Game 7. If the Cavs make history here, come back, based on the last few games, would you say Kyrie Irving has to be the MVP?
No, well, I would still say LeBron, because he's been pretty much consistent throughout the series. Yeah, he's been consistent throughout the series. And not to mention, his antics pretty much baited Draymond Green to, you know, swipe at the crown jewel. So, yeah, that was a key role.
Draymond, at this point, I think he's either one homosexual, like he's caused, okay, or he just likes balls. I don't know what Draymond's deal is, but there was no reason. It's not that he was baited. There was no reason for Draymond to do any of the things that he did. But yeah, so I don't know. But continue.
Yeah, so I would have to say LeBron. He's carried the team. You know, Kevin Love. I can't wait to chew into Kevin Love. This guy has been a no-show. 2 points in 33 minutes last night. I mean, Anderson Varejão had more points than that in 9 minutes. So there goes that comparison right there. But, yeah, I would definitely say LeBron's the MVP right now. He's been carrying the team. Kyrie had one good game. We'll see if he continues. I think he understands that maybe Steph Curry cannot guard him now. So maybe that registered in his brain. So hopefully he continues to play.
How about that flop by Varejão last night?
Well, he learned it from all the years with LeBron.
Well, I guess. But that was pretty egregious against Dellavedova there. That was a pretty, pretty egregious foul. I mean, a pop rather. I was like, oh my God, are you kidding me? The fact that they call that, I was a little upset about that. So, Brianna, let me ask you then. Jason seems to think it'll be LeBron. Does LeBron deserve MVP of this series? I mean, he had one game, which was last night's game, that was, you know, 40 points. But for the most part, he's disappeared. Does LeBron James deserve MVP if the Cavs come back and win this thing?
I want to say no, just because I'm one of those LeBron haters.
Thanks. Yeah.
But I think, I feel like, yeah, he's the guy that's going to get it. Because, like Jason said, Kyrie had a few good games, but it's LeBron who orchestrates everything and brings really everything together. So I feel like if it's not Kyrie, if Kyrie doesn't finish off Game 6 and Game 7 as unreal as he played last night, then, yeah, it's going to be LeBron.
I don't like the fact that he's going to give it to LeBron to give it to LeBron. I mean, if LeBron had earned it, okay, sure. Perhaps maybe LeBron could get it. But I don't know. I just don't like the whole idea of giving it to him because he's LeBron. Now, I understand that's probably why he'll get it. Sure. But that's 100% why he will get it if they do come back and win. But I don't know if I'm on board with the idea of it is my thing. So over here, let me see. Let's see here. Mr. Danka. Nope. We don't. Joe, worst comes to worst, buddy. Try calling in on your cell phone, buddy, if you can. So, buddy, yeah. Try calling in on your cell phone because I'm hitting your little button here, and you're not coming on the line. So, we would love to have you, Joe. I can't seem to get you connected for whatever reason because today just continues to be awesome. So yeah. anyways, yeah, it's a great start to my Tuesday, and I'll get into that a little bit later on in the show here as to why I was a tad bit on the late side. Now, one last thing about the Cavs, and before we go into this here, is this team sort of, I don't know, is this team going to be remembered if they lose this as perhaps, I don't want to say choke artists, but are they going to be remembered as sort of, well, yeah, choke artists, or are they going to be remembered as they lost to a more superior Golden State team? Are people always going to negatively remember the Cavaliers for the last two series here, or is this something where people are going to be like, hey, it doesn't matter who they played, the Warriors were just that good?
I think had they lost that game last night, it would have been awful for LeBron's legacy. It would have been awful for the city of Cleveland because they would have lost 4-1 without putting up a fight. Now winning a game in Golden State, possibly winning another game at home. If they push it to 7, hey, we'll all say the better team won. Usually when it's a 7-game series, the better team would win in 7. So I don't think it'll be too much of a hit. Golden State did win 73 games. They set the best all-time record in terms of three-pointers, in terms of best overall record. So I would say the better team would win. And the longer the series go, the better team will win. If it pushes anything less than 7, then it'll be a little hit and indictment on LeBron. But if they lose in 7, I think it's no harm, no foul. The better team won. LeBron needs to recruit a couple of better players. You know, Kevin Love's been a no-show. J.R. Smith's been streaky. So, yeah, that's where I stand on that. I think it won't be a knock on LeBron if he loses anything less than 7.
And Brianna, do you agree with Mr. Cordner?
Yeah, I think if Golden State won last night, I think it would have been the end of this little Cleveland build-up that we've been seeing. But I don't know. I think it's going to a Game 7 now. I think Cleveland's got the momentum. They're going to pick up the game at home for Game 6, and then Game 7 is just going to be a shootout.
Now, let's make our predictions then. Who wins Game 7 if it goes to 7?
Going with the Warriors. To beat that team 3 times in a row, that's unheard of. So I'm going with the Warriors in 7.
Me too.
Well, the team hadn't lost. I don't even think they lost back-to-back. I think they lost back-to-back like once in a season. And, you know, this team only lost 9 games all year. To beat them 4 out of 7 is, I mean, it's a tall task. And, you know, if the Cavs can do it, hey, more power to them. If LeBron James can do it, more power to him. Now, the second part here, wait a minute. I have one more Cavs point before we get into this. Should Draymond Green have been suspended?
I'm torn on that. I say no.
And why?
I think the league, I mean, I never heard of, you know, reviewing a foul like days after it happened. I thought the league kind of blew that call, like just because LeBron was like, hey, you know, he hit me in the nuts. They had to go over the tape over and over again just to see it, because if you really look at it in real time, you don't see him going for the crown jewels. But once LeBron mentioned it, the league went back and reviewed it. So they was like, yeah, enough's enough. So I don't really think he should have been suspended. However, you know, the league wants to make money. Television network wants to make money. So we got another game because of that. Because I guarantee you, had Draymond played last night, the Warriors would have won.
Now, did it make a difference? Do you feel? You just said that was my next question. You just answered it. Did it make a difference having him out?
Absolutely, because once no one was there to, you know, guard LeBron. LeBron went off because Draymond was not in the lineup. And then adding Barajal and Bogan, these guys aren't able to, you know, deal with LeBron one-on-one.
Do you think LeBron is intimidated by Draymond Green?
I think he's in his head. He's in his head a little bit. And I think the only saving grace for LeBron was when Klay Thompson and them kind of backed him up and called him soft. That kind of like, you know what, you know, once someone calls you soft, you can't be bullied. You can't be bullied anymore. Now you have to, you know, man up, and that's what LeBron did last game. So we'll see. We'll see game six, you know, how this carries over with Draymond back in the lineup.
Now, I know Brianna had a we had talked a little bit before about some of the, you know, I called it nut punting issues. This time it was a little flick, but we had talked about whether or not you go to that area. Okay, it's just not the area you want to go after here. Jason seems to think no, it wasn't nearly egregious enough to warrant a suspension, and it wouldn't have even really been noticed had LeBron not cried about it. But it is offense number four. And it was something that, you know, obviously did happen when you watch the replay. So before we jump into your soccer thing here, Brianna, should Draymond have been suspended for this game? Like, was this the last straw, or was this just LeBron James being, you know, the star, the owner, the GM, and everything, and all of his power put together here and crying about it?
I'm on the fence with this. Because, like you said, this is the fourth time we've seen Draymond do something of this caliber, I guess. I know it wasn't as hard as the kick to the guy on OKC. Steven Adams, thank you. But it is the fourth time that we've seen him go in that general area.
Yeah, it wasn't nearly as hard. But
maybe not a suspension. Maybe just a fine, but I do think LeBron kind of milked it a little bit, as he usually does when it comes to...
Of course LeBron milked it. Yeah, LeBron is...
I think that's really the only reason why he got suspended was because LeBron cried and cried and cried about it. And it's, I don't think the suspension was warranted. I think a fine would have been fine, and just saying, you know, next time this happens, you're going to be suspended because this is ridiculous, but I don't think... He should have been suspended for game five.
I just thought it was really funny when Klay Thompson, who's 120 pounds soaking wet, was like, you know, I guess he got his feelings hurt. You know, it's this man's league, you know? And I'm just like, oh, my God, Clay. Troll Central. All right, do we have Joe with us? No, use your damn cell phone, man. I don't know what's going on with your microphone. All right, I'm going to cut him off. I mean, geez, even Jason's mic is working. Good Lord. All right, anyway. All right. So, now, Brianna, due to what happened this morning, I would have had a fancy thing for you, a little clip with the audio and the, you know, the guy yelling, go, holding it for like 50 seconds. And, you know, the whole thing and a big minute-long recap update thing. But based on the events of said morning, I didn't have time to load anything. So I'm going to just intro it like this. Brianna wanted to talk a little bit about the well, see, I don't know the first thing about soccer, honestly. I couldn't tell you the rules. I couldn't tell you the names of the positions other than forward and goalie and striker. I couldn't tell you, you know, I know that I watch it every once in a while when it's on the World Cup and on the Olympics, but I couldn't tell you that stuff. So when you mentioned you want to talk a little bit about the Italian soccer, whatever that may be, what did you have in mind here?
Just kind of leading into this game yesterday for the Euros, Italy played Belgium. And Belgium,
okay,
according to UEFA, is ranked number 2 in the whole tournament based on player talent and everything like that. And I really, after watching the game yesterday, I just want to talk about how much of a piece of crap that statement is. Because,
well, are you a soccer fan?
I like soccer. I don't get to watch it as much as I would like to, because when English Premier League is on, it's like 6 in the morning here, so I'm not going to wake up super early.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Just to watch it. But I do get some of the Italian league games on my TV somehow. Yeah, Serie A, which is my favorite. Because
okay.
I'm a big Juventus fan. So okay. We get some of those games here, so I'll watch those when they're on. But I love when Euros come around. I love when Copa America comes around. I love when World Cup comes around, because it's actually on TV and I can actually watch it, you know, and not
so
have to wake up at some ungodly hour.
Well, I'm going to show you the extent of my soccer knowledge. I know that in, like, the British League or whatever, they have Arsenal, Chelsea, blah, 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 those kind of teams.
Right.
In Serie A, what is the team, I guess, you like or follow in relation to those, like in that kind of thing?
Juventus.
Juventus. Okay. Is that with a J or is that actually with a U?
Yep. It's with a J.
J. Okay. All right. Juventus. Huh. So check them out. Now, was this the team that played yesterday or was it the Italian national team?
No, it's the national team played yesterday. So basically, the majority of the Juventus team plus a few guys here and there.
Okay. And what happened?
I was so excited for this game. I went out to lunch with my girlfriends. I cut that short to make sure I was home so I could watch this. And I was just
dedicated.
A little nervous, not going to lie, going into it, just because of how much they were talking up this Belgium team, and for good reason. I mean, they knocked the USA out of the World Cup 2 years ago, and it was just not expected because they're all very young and really
in a tiny country.
A lot of people like that you've heard of, except for maybe one or two. So, and after that, everybody was just blowing smoke and saying, "Oh, they're going to win the cup next time it comes around. They're going to win Euros, blah blah blah." And then they were saying, you know, this is the worst team Italy has sent into any like major tournament in however many years, which I mean isn't wrong, and I wouldn't go as far as saying worse, but not as good as
strong
years
well, yep.
But I don't know, after yesterday's game, I think I'm flipping sides on that. They looked like unreal, and I was shocked at really just all of Euro this year so far has blown my mind. Spain scored in the 86th minute when they played the Czech Republic yesterday. And Spain they won the Euros last time they came around. They won the Euros the time before that. I mean, they're always one of the favorites besides Germany. And it took them almost 87 minutes to score.
And what do you get if you win Euros?
Just, I guess, bragging rights and a trophy.
T-shirt?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty much just like the Copa America. It's pretty much, you know, you get bragging rights for your region.
Oh,
yeah.
I was going to say, do they at least give you a T-shirt or something? I don't know. A mug, maybe?
You get this nice big trophy. You get these shiny medals and everything.
You don't qualify for the World Cup or anything like that from it?
That's what I was going to ask, yeah.
I think it gives you, like, a leg in, so you don't have to go through that many qualifiers to qualify for the cup, but
because I know these regional tournaments, you know, they have a hand in qualifying you for the World Cup. That's about as much as I know.
Yeah.
to same with like the one, the what's the one, what, the Copa America, and then there's another one. Isn't there another one for South America or the Americas? Isn't there?
America.
I don't think so. I think it's
like
Copa America.
I think it's just Copa.
Yeah?
Yeah, because they go at the same time as Euros, always.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Just to make it fair, I guess.
I played soccer for 10 years, but I don't follow it as much as I'd like to. I really love the sport, you know? But I wish I knew what you know. I wish I followed it the way you do, Brianna, but I don't. I should.
You know what's sad? Like, I really didn't start following soccer until, like, when the World Cup was here in 94. Like, I really got behind that Italy team with Baggio. Like, I thought he was, like, the greatest player in the world. And now the U.S. is starting to get a little bit better. Now we're starting to get mainstream out here, which is a good thing.
Roberto Baggio. I used to play FIFA. FIFA 1998 was what, like, was my intro back into the soccer world. I don't know how many FIFA players we have.
Oh, yeah. I love that game.
My God. I was living with
Do you know what game used to get me?
Time.
You know what game used to get me on the original Xbox? Now, Joe, yours is going back farther than mine is, of course, here, because you're talking about, what, Nintendo? But mine...
I think it was actually PlayStation at the time. But
Was it PlayStation 1?
Yeah, it was PlayStation. It was around...
The original?
It might have been, yeah. Around the turn of the century. We're talking, like, 1999 is when I was playing it. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant like the first turn of the century. Okay. Well, anyway, so I'm sitting here and I'm looking at this game and you know what game I used to play? It wasn't a FIFA game. It was a very obscure game, but I did kind of like it. It was called Winning 11-9.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, Winning 11-9, which was a very strange name, and I never understood why they called it that. But I just 11 positions on a soccer field, I guess. It's 11 players.
Correct, yeah.
And
yes,
this was the ninth game that they had put out, I suppose, is why they called it that.
Okay.
But yeah, it was for the original Xbox, and it was it was one of those crossover games that you could eventually play on 360 when you got that. So it was interesting because the graphics were pretty decent, despite everything. Graphics were pretty decent, and you could set, like, you know, easy, difficult, hard, whatever. And I used to play that game a lot because I thought it was cool because they let you be, obviously, the national teams. They let you be, you know, the teams that everybody knows, Chelsea, Arsenal, all that shit. But then they also let you be, you know, all the different leagues. I mean, you could choose the Turkish league, the Italian Serie A. You could choose the French league, the Bundesliga from Germany. I can't remember what the French name league was. But you can, so you can pick, like, a certain league and then be a team from a certain one of those leagues and then play a full schedule as if that, you know, you were that team. So I thought pretty dope. That was pretty awesome, because most soccer teams you play, you're just, like, the national teams, and that's it. So I thought that was pretty cool that it allowed you to do that. And then you could do, like, a World Cup, you could do friendlies, you could do this and that. And I was like, huh, okay, this is not bad. I was like, you know, when I'm with my friends, soccer's gay, but when I'm home, this is cool, you know?
Well, I'll tell you, I lived with three of my buddies in Boston, and we found this, we had rented a different movie or something, and in it was FIFA 98, like, by mistake, and we just started playing it, and none of us were real big soccer fans or anything at the time, but we became, like, complete heads, dude. We would have tournaments, we would, you know, shut the doors, close the shades, and have, like, a six-person round-robin tournament, and we just became, like, huge fans through that, you know, and it was a blast, and we've, you know, been fans ever since, really, at least of the FIFA game.
Well, you know, I thought it was funny, too, was I never really thought much of soccer. I know in the town that I'm in, and I don't know if it's the same where Brianna lives, but the town that I'm in, soccer is huge. I mean, soccer is the, I want to say, main sport of any of the children sports here. And so I played till I was, I don't know, like first grade or something. And then I didn't like getting kicked. Every single kid would kick me in the shin and I hated it. So I hit guards. I just didn't like people kicking me. So I was like, you know what? I'm I'm going to explore other avenues. So, you know, I went basketball, baseball, you know, whatever, football, whatever it may be. But soccer is huge here. So I remember it was funny because I get to college and we're D3 everything except for soccer and women's water polo. Men's soccer and women's water polo were D1. And so, you know, here I am sitting there knowing I'm going to be D3. And, I, you know, we're playing St. John Fisher and Utica and Ithaca and, you know these schools that are known, but they're not, you know, Duke and UNC, obviously. Well, my first weekend on campus is the soccer team has a tournament, and they're hosting Penn State, Syracuse, Ohio State, you know, Akron. And I'm just like, whoa, you know, like I never thought I'd see these schools at my school. I was like, this is pretty cool, you know. So I went and I watched the games because I tried to learn it. I tried to understand it a bit, and I still don't understand it.
No, I don't
get it. But you know, they offered me to do the play by play for it because you know I did it for football and I did it for a few other things, and I said, well, can I do it in that weird Steve Irwin type accent? And they said, well, no, do it like yourself, you know? And I said, well, I don't know anything about soccer. I said, and if I'm going to take time away from academics to study the game of soccer to do play-by-play for it, I'm gonna want to do it in a funky accent. So they were like, it's our D1 team. Well, yes and no. I didn't do it because I didn't understand it. I didn't want to be unprofessional and you know make a joke out of it because it was a D1 sport. But I did do one of the games, kind of joking around with somebody. It was like an exhibition scrimmage game, you know. So it really didn't matter for the win loss of the season. And oh shoot. Every time somebody'd shoot, I'd say, "Oh, blimey!" You know, I did all this stuff.
Blimey!
Kind of blimey! I can't do it right now because I kind of have a little bit of my allergies are acting up. But I did the accent. But So then, Brianna, back to this. Then here, this Italy. I'm assuming beat Belgium.
Yeah, 2-0. It was kind of shocking. Well, 2-0, as they say.
Yeah, I was going to say it's 2-0. Get with the lingo here. Okay,
sorry.
So 2-0. And so is both these teams, in, I'm assuming, are going to be in the Olympics?
Yes. Well, I don't know, actually, because of everything going on down in Rio. I don't know if they want to go.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's deeper than just the Zika virus. It's the fact that nothing is done. There's no complexes, no hotels, everything's falling apart. So I understand that. So let's say the World Cup comes back. Okay, World Cup is what, next summer?
Two summers.
But isn't it the women's one is coming next and then the men's?
No, nope, women's was last summer.
Women's was last summer. Okay, so then the men's was what, two summers ago?
2 years ago. Yep.
Yep.
Okay, and it's every 4 years.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. All right. See, it's like I'm learning. I'm doing it. So the World Cup. Then we don't have to worry about it if it's 2 years from now. If these teams do go down to Rio for the Olympics, who then would be your take? For the gold, like who do you think would win, and what are the U.S.'s chances of surviving in the Olympics? If all the teams do go,
just because Malta isn't the best when it comes to soccer, they really don't qualify for anything, which is sad. But because they're not in it, and because I'm really not into football, well, soccer in America, like,
well,
I don't watch MLS.
Yeah.
I really don't watch the men's national team unless it's on. I just watch really the Italian league, so I would have to go for Italy just because I'm Italian. I feel like that's the right thing to do with my heritage, whether I live there or not. But so that is always my go for gold team. But I don't know. I mean, I wasn't too impressed with the U.S. men's team 2 years ago, and I sure as heck am not impressed with how they're playing right now.
Well, let me ask you then, if the U.S., if America were to play, who are you taking? Who are you rooting for?
I think Italy would win. I take Italy all the way.
No, who are you rooting for?
Oh, Italy.
So, guys,
still,
did you know
I'm
that Brianna
saying.
Is a communist? No, I'm just kidding. Where's your sense
it's
of pride?
Like, oh, my God. Like, I don't want, like, the U.S. to win. Like, if they win, it's going to be the end of the world. Like, I would still be happy if they won, but that's just not who I would really
I know.
For.
I'm just messing with you. It's fine. But now the team, I never understood why teams, they wear colors that aren't, like, their country colors. When I think of Italy, I think of red and green. And last time I saw them play, they had, like, blue jerseys on or something. I was like, what the hell is this?
Yep, they wear blue.
Why?
Yep, it has to do, I guess, way back with the color of whatever royal house in the monarchy. And it's the one that still is, like, kind of in place today, even though they're not a monarchy government. It's still the one that is still, like, surviving, I guess, and it was the official color. I don't remember the name of it, but they do that, and they also do it because it's, like, symbolic of the sky. The sky is always blue, so they call themselves the Azzurri, and they always have the Italian flags on their uniforms, but blue is just the more prominent. And I like it better because there's really, besides, like, Greece, there's no teams that wear solid blue.
I sent a photo of my new house key to the Sports Roundup chat, so you guys can check that out. It's America. I don't know. I don't follow enough soccer really to know. I don't have a team. Well, I'll put it this way. I wouldn't root because I don't follow sports that are so competitive on a world level that I don't have a chance really to like another national team. But when I was in Ireland, I was over there. I did get to meet some of the guys, and I did get one of the Irish national soccer jerseys and all that. I did get the French one as well when I was in France. And, you know, I wouldn't root for them over the U.S., but that's just because I'm not as exposed to those countries maybe as Brianna is. So, I mean, I do understand as to why she'd be a favorite there, and I know that, you know, if there's any Patriots, those Patriots, and they're not root for America. I don't get it. Anyway, so looking at this here, we got about an hour left. Huh?
Maybe that's what we'll start doing. Maybe while Euros and Copa America are still going on, maybe I'll just give a little heads up during the shows on what's going on quickly.
Yeah, why not? Do it. I'll turn it on. I'll watch guys run back and forth for 3 hours and only score one goal. That's cool. I'll do it. we didn't have a huge agenda today. Actually, me being late actually doesn't really hurt that much. The fact that the show is only going to be about an hour and a half, hour and 40 minutes, doesn't hurt too bad because, again, I didn't have a huge agenda because I wasn't quite sure how long the soccer thing was going to take. I wasn't quite sure how long the NBA Finals discussion was going to take. But Joe wasn't there for a lot of the NBA Finals discussion. He couldn't get his mic working.
Oh,
he couldn't
talk about it? Oh, man.
That was the first topic on the agenda. But because we love you so much, Joe, and because we don't have a lot of other agenda topics because there's really not much going on. I mean, we've reduced the show to soccer. I mean, look where we're at, you know? So because there's not much else going on, we can jump back to it for a second.
Awesome.
I do want to get my grind my gears thing because based on this morning, I'm probably going to throw my microphone across the room even talking about it, but that's okay. We have an introduction for a new segment to the future involving somebody on this show. A recap. Jason was there for it, but Brianna was not. A recap of what happened on Sunday. And then I have a couple more announcements and things to make for people. But we'll jump back into this. So real quick, Jason says, yes, we have a series again. It's 3-2, as you know. Now, let me ask you the same question that I asked the two of them, Joe, and your take. If the Cavs, no team has ever come back from down 3-1, okay? The Cavs have a chance to make history here if they do this. Teams are 0-32 being down 3-1 in the finals, all right? And only two of those 32 teams had made it even to a game 7. So the Cavs do, big if, capital letter IF here, if they make history and come back and win this series, do they give Kyrie, as of now, do they give Kyrie Irving the MVP, or does it have to still go to LeBron?
It depends on what happens in the next two games within those
two players.
That's why
I said as of now.
Okay, all right. As of now, does it go to Irving or LBJ? I still got to say LBJ. I still got to give it to LeBron.
I mean, LBJ was a president when you were, you know, a kid or something, right? So, I mean.
Right, right.
Yeah.
But I think, look, Irving, the most valuable player, it's kind of one of those things like, without what Kyrie did last night, Cleveland is golfing now. You know what I mean? So
they lost by 30 at home. Okay, and without Kyrie Irving, they would have lost by 70. Okay, in game 3. Oh no, not 3.
Yeah.
Game 4. Rather. Okay, I mean Kyrie was the only one who wanted to shoot. He's the only one who was attacking. The only one who seemed to have a pulse in the fourth quarter. And then he comes out and has 41 last night. Watching that game.
How insane is that?
Yeah, watching that game last night. What?
He was incredible. He was incredible, bro, last night.
Well, I was doing the wrestling show with Jason, so I was sort of paying attention to two things. But watching that game, Kyrie couldn't miss in the fourth quarter.
No, he couldn't miss.
Everything he threw up went in. I mean, unorthodox shots, circus shots. I mean, it looked like Cirque du Soleil, some of these shots, and they were going in. So, I mean, hey, you know, more power to him. If he can get it to go, great. But as of right now, you can't give it to LeBron. You know, you can't give
it
to LeBron.
LeBron had as just a good, if not a better game last night than Kyrie,
fine.
Though.
Give it to LeBron. He disappeared. He had, what, 25 in game 4, but they were in garbage time. I mean, you can't give it to LeBron because
– one of those losses.
Yeah, because LeBron hasn't done – okay, LeBron hasn't lost the game for the Cavs, okay? So if the Cavs lose the series, LeBron didn't lose it for them. But LeBron is not winning it for them. Okay, I mean, I understand. Sure,
yeah,
if LeBron didn't have 41 last night, whatever. But if Kyrie didn't have 41, they weren't. You know, it's different. LeBron
does everything, bro. What 16 boards, man? I know half a dozen of those were gimmies, but the 7 assists, whatever he had, 7 assists, he does everything. LeBron is always the MVP when Cleveland wins. I think
he does everything. Put it this way: he can do everything. He doesn't
three blocks,
always do everything.
Last night. No, I know. Okay, but even in games where they lose, LeBron is still doing his thing. Like, you never see LeBron put up a Kevin Love line from last night. 33 minutes, 5 shots, 3 points. You know what I mean? He never has a game where he is gone. So every one of these games, LeBron has put up a LeBron type of game, which is not necessarily a compliment in some ways, because you wish he'd do what he did last night if you're a fan of the Cavaliers. You wish he'd do that all the time or more but a lot more frequently, you know? It's a tough question. It's a really good question, Chris. I can see both sides, but I still just think LeBron does everything and does more than Kyrie, so he should get it, even though they wouldn't be here at this point without Kyrie. It's a tough call, bro. Really tough call.
Well, then let me ask you this then. These two were split on this as well. I believe Jason said no. Brianna said she wasn't sure. Draymond Green, should he have been suspended?
Yes, he should have been. I had a question for the team. Well, all right, I'll finish. Yes, he should have been because he did is it got to the point when he did in game 4 when he reached out and tried to punch the ball bag. It's disgusting, and it's gotten to the point now that I'm pretty sure the NBA is disgusted with it, and they need to put a stop to it. So, yeah, he needed to be suspended. But here's a question that I had for the crew, which I would have asked if my headphones were working earlier, was do you think that the NBA intentionally suspended Draymond to try to help extend the series. What do we think about that?
No.
You don't think they did extend the
series?
No,
because
okay.
No, because obviously if Draymond didn't do that, they wouldn't have had a reason to suspend him. So it wasn't one of those. And plus, I feel like the league makes money right now. The league makes money on Golden State winning. The league makes money on merchandise sales for Golden State. Mm-hmm. The league, you know, they benefit from the fact that there's people walking around New York State wearing Golden State jerseys who have probably never even been to the state of California before. So they don't want the Cavs to win. They don't want LeBron to win. They at this point.
No, but they want 7 games, bro, or at least 6, don't they?
True. But I think the Cavs. I think that they feel the Cavs are a good enough team to do that, regardless. But I think at this point, this could be a bold statement. Correct me if I'm wrong here, but I think it's almost to the point where the league wants LeBron to lose, because the more LeBron is in the finals and losing, there's that anticipation of, oh, well, he's back again. Is this going to be the year? Is this going to be the year? And it goes through the roof with rating. The minute LeBron wins in Cleveland, people be like, all right, he did it. He's got his goal. Whatever.
Interesting point. Yeah.
But the league wants him to lose in Cleveland so that they can keep the ratings up.
I see both sides. Jason, what do you think, man? Do you think the league did it to extend the series?
I think the league did it to extend the series. I think they just pretty much they caved into LeBron's, you know, complaining and whining. And it's a win for everybody because ABC wanted 7 games. The league wanted 7 games. They wanted the revenue. They wanted the advertisement. Why not? LeBron baited this guy. It was a perfect opening, extend the series. And now we could pretty much all agree that we're getting a game 7 now. I don't see the Warriors winning game 6.
I think we are.
Now, one thing, and I'll let Brianna answer that question in a second, but one thing that I didn't think was, I guess, the right thing to do, per se, was, okay, you suspend the guy. You suspend Draymond Green. Okay, whatever. He's suspended. He's gone. This and that. Banned from the arena? I mean, he couldn't enter the arena last night. And they said that had Golden State won, he would be allowed to come in and celebrate with the team at the end. But he couldn't watch the game from the stands.
It must
he had to
be,
watch it.
Did they make any – that's probably the rule, right?
But that, why?
Exception, say,
what the hell is he going to do?
Well,
sit there and throw popcorn at LeBron the whole time? No, he's going to watch the game. I mean, well, what's the big deal?
Well, they don't want if someone gets suspended, they don't want him in the locker room motivating the team, or they don't want him as part of the team. If you get a suspension, you are suspended from the team, you know. So maybe you're not just suspended from that game. You're suspended from being part of that team for that one game.
That word sounds familiar to you guys, doesn't it?
What?
Suspended.
Oh, geez. Brady.
So.
Oh, shut up.
Anyway,
come on, bro.
I'm surprised you didn't get that from the beginning. I'm surprised you didn't see where I was going with that. See, I baited you into that, just like LeBron baited Draymond. I baited you into it. You walked right into that Patriots brick wall.
Totally.
Now, you can get Brianna's take on it, and then we'll jump into a topic, another part of this topic, real quick.
Okay. Yeah, Brianna, what do you think? Do you think that? Yeah. Did it intentionally extend the
I wouldn't be surprised if it was intentional, because like you guys said, the whole money issue, well, not really an issue, but the idea of them
money
getting more money as long as the series drags on. But I don't think it, well, I guess really we'll never know if it was
probably
intentionally
not
done to drag out. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah,
just because that's
either.
How these leagues work. It's really all about the money.
I tend to think that, you know, I wouldn't be surprised that what Jason said is they saw an opportunity, and it was the perfect opportunity, you know. say, okay, we can extend the league here, which we kind of, the series here, which we kind of would like right now, and Draymond kind of has it coming, and that was pretty flagrant. Let's drop a suspension. It does help the series. It could help the series. It could be extended. So let's do it. I think that might be the thinking, you know?
Yeah, it's definitely possible. Definitely a possibility. Well then, let me ask. Oh, shoot. I just took my headphones right out. That was weird. So let me ask you this then, Joe, while we have you here on the line. I already got the takes of the other two. But did you see the Andrew Bogut injury?
I did not. I was in the first half, and I missed most of the first half, right?
I think it was second half.
I didn't see it.
I don't know when it was, but I know that they played a significant chunk of game without him. Go on when you get a chance and look at it. Let me know what you think, if it ranks up there with other gross injuries. With Bogut out, they're forced to play small ball. Is this Cleveland's best shot to be physical and to be bigger than Golden State in order to maybe come back and win this thing?
Another complex question, bro. Yes, it is, to respond to your question, but do they want to, you know? Because they've been successful playing small, Cleveland. They played a lot of small last night.
Yeah, but I just don't think that they can compete with the athletes that Golden State has playing small.
Yeah, so go big, right? Is that, you know? Leverage your advantage that you have over them. Go big, can, right?
I mean, Steph Curry's, you know, 140 pounds. Not
Where
even
has
probably.
He been anyway, bro. Where's
he been? Has
a superstar MVP ever had a less of an impact on a finals than Steph Curry? Like, I know he had a good game.
Well,
in four,
he had a big
but, like,
game
dude, four.
They had 17 threes. I mean, I know he didn't have 17, but you know what I mean. He was big in that game. What did he have? 40 something points.
But this is the second straight finals where he's pretty much come up small. Don't you guys agree?
Bingo.
Yeah. I'll give you this, though. I'll say Jason worded that beautifully. He came up small. You know why? Because he is small. And, you know, this is the second year now where they played a big, physical Cavaliers team. That is the trademark of this Cleveland team. They're large and they're physical. And that is not a good recipe for Steph Curry. There was one instance in the game last night of defense that I saw. I believe it was Dellavedova and Irving were out there, ball denial, and it was just they absolutely shut Curry off. I mean, he couldn't really get going. He was hot in the first half, but he just really couldn't get going because they put somebody on him that was 6'4", 6'5". And about 50 pounds heavier than him. And he just he tried to shoot over them a couple times. But
he
did. That's it, though. I mean, he can't drive to the lane when you've got. Huh?
What does that tell you about Steph? What does it tell you about Steph Curry? Like,
well,
he can be taken out of a game just by a bigger, more physical defender?
Well, it
like,
tells you
know,
that he's the best shooter. He's the best shooter, jump shooter, probably ever. The best three-point shooter probably ever. But is Steph Curry even close to being in the discussion with somebody like a LeBron – or not LeBron, excuse me, with somebody like a Kobe or a Jordan or any of those like LeBron in those discussions?
No. I mean, early
not.
The season, people were saying that kind of crap. But, you know –
Yeah, no, of course
time,
not.
Let things play out, and we're seeing what you just said, Chris. You know, everyone's watching that and saying, well, Steph Curry maybe isn't – I mean – Even LeBron, every game, he has an impact. You know, he's there. You know, doing.
Well, here's the thing with LeBron,
so many
if
things.
LeBron,
if you can't shoot, if I'm sorry, Chris, I'm just finished. If your shot's off and you're getting guarded tight and having a tough time getting your shot off, and you're not shooting well, you know, you're what 5 for 18 or something. You're not much of an impact. You can't do much else. Is what I'm saying. So if let's say you're LeBron and your jump shot's not good, which is usually the case. You can do three other different things to help your team win, whereas I don't see Curry necessarily doing much of that.
Well, can LeBron be considered – okay, we'll put it this way. If LeBron did have the game he had yesterday, okay, and he didn't have – you know, he didn't get them back into this series. They ended up losing this series. Even if they end up losing this series now, even after that game. Is LeBron James still – is it still unfair to not consider him elite? Or should LeBron be in that elite player discussion?
LeBron should always be
Jordan,
in that elite
like
player
whatever.
Discussion.
Yeah,
yeah, he should
always,
be, but at the
always,
bottom end of it.
Always.
At the bottom end of it. He's in the discussion, but he's obviously always going to notch behind the top 3 to 5, I think. Yes, he's an elite player. Dude, don't forget that this guy dominated the league up until the past couple of years, you know, and he, after last night, we may be witnessing, you know, him coming back. Who knows? Maybe
how awesome were those
seven.
Jerseys, though? How awesome was Cleveland's
well,
jerseys with the sleeves, with just the big C on it
oh, yeah.
and the number of books? Those were pretty dope. And I was like,
yeah,
listen,
yeah.
you're facing an elimination game where in Golden State, they've lost twice all season, okay? And you're wearing yeah, but I was like, you're wearing your cool new uniforms now? Like what's that going to say about your cool new uniforms if you lose, you know? Like, wear your normal ones and then wear your cool new ones at home. Yeah, I don't know. But
I think it's a fascinating. What happened last night I thought was fascinating, you know, for so many different angles. And Kyrie was out of his mind. And LeBron, that's the games. I mean, he needs to play that way for two more games, bro. But one thing that I don't want to let slide by is what Kevin Love did last night. I made a point of just watching him, not watching the ball. You know, because Kyrie and they were doing it. Just watching him for about 3 or 4 minutes straight, all he did was run back and forth. That's all. He ran from one corner of the court on offense where he stood on the weak side by himself with a man sort of guarding him, not really because they know he's not really a threat. So basically playing 5-on-4 at that point. Then he'd run to the defensive end and sort of just kind of mark his guy. And once in a while he'd jump for a rebound, but he had no – at least 2 or 3 times in the second half, I saw him go for a rebound, and he would screw it up. Like, he used to be a fantastic rebounder in Minnesota, and he is a good rebounder in Cleveland. But in this series, he would punch the ball, tip it out, or tip it to, or lose a battle to the Golden State. Like, he just
yeah, you gotta get
no,
some hands, big man.
He just had nothing, man. Like, he's just a completely he's a ghost. He's a corpse out there. He's nothing.
I think he had vacation plans, and Kyrie and LeBron changed those plans last night.
Yeah.
I think you might be right.
He's standing in the corner like, damn it, I could be in Maui tomorrow.
Exactly.
Margarita. Yeah.
I got to go back to Cleveland.
Oh, I know, right? it's probably still snowing there. Now, another thing, and Joe pointed this out last night, Tristan Thompson, I believe you said, has the worst hands of any human being on the planet.
Oh, they're bricks.
Yeah, they are. They're pretty bad.
Horrible. He's like line drive free throw shots, first of all. That wrist,
yeah.
No, his fingers don't bend, apparently. And then right after a couple of line drives, when I sent out that message, he was trying to do a little pack or a little, like, you know, 1 foot bunny jumper. And he just sort of pushed the ball towards the rim and just clanked off. Like, dude, you don't have any. Like, even I can, you know, I played a little ball. Even I can.
Well,
you know,
you're pretty good
little,
at bending your wrist.
Spin on it. Yeah, even I could, you know, hit the little 1 foot bunny jumper. Tristan Thompson's hands are brutal.
Yeah, they're like having shoes on your hands. I get you there.
For real.
So speaking of elite, it's funny that I sort of baited you into the elite question as well. 42 minutes left to go here. That's the only reason why I'm jumping forward here. We'd have 42 minutes left anyway, but we would have an extra 20 minutes of discussion if what happened didn't happen, which I'll go into in a second. As you know, the Penguins, and if Bryce is out there, Bryce, your Pens won it. They did it. The Sidney Crosby debate is ongoing here. Mm-hmm. And according to ESPN, this came across my desk the other day, and I kind of wanted to get it out with you guys because, you know, Sunday is just a madhouse. We have like 10 people on the line, and everyone's talking at the same time, and it just – you can't get a point across. So kind of wanted to save this for today. According to ESPN.com, Crosby has Olympic gold, numerous trophies and accolades, and now 2 Stanley Cups. But – the way that he won the Stanley Cup, does this put him firmly among the game's elite in history, or is he still, despite all the accolades, sort of on the outside looking in to that elite debate?
He's elite. He's up there.
Yeah.
Crosby?
Yeah, he's up there. Think about this. Think about how they won the gold medal in the Olympic Games on Crosby's shot. That adds to his lore. And he has the same – first of all, we're talking about the Pittsburgh Penguins, a historically good team. He has the same amount of Stanley Cups as the great Mario Lemieux.
Mm.
So I would put him in the top – I'll put him in the top 10 on Chalon. You know, I won't put him as Gretzky, Messier. I wouldn't put him in that category. But he's definitely –
And that guy that just died. I forgot his name now.
Gordie Howe. He's not there yet, but he's in the next tier.
Correct.
And he has some years left. So, yeah.
Yeah, he's not dead yet. Yeah, he's, what, 29? I mean, 28, Crosby. He's still, you know, still in his prime.
He's got that crazy mustache.
I don't like him. I think he's kind of a punk. He's kind of a bitch out there on the ice, frankly. But I respect his ability.
For sure.
And for the past, what, since 2006 maybe was when he came, or maybe 7 or whatever. He and Ovi, Alex Ovechkin, came in, I think, the same year. And they both really, for the most part, with the exception of Patrick Kane coming along recently and Jonathan Toews in Chicago, those two guys, you know, a few stars here or there. I think Sagan's made some waves, and his buddy there in Dallas, his name drops off my tongue right now. But Crosby, he's been the best player in the game, pretty much, but he's not that next-level player, I don't think. You know, he's the best
for sure.
A bunch of really good players. You know, but he's not Wayne Gretzky. He's not Bobby Orr. He's not Mario Lemieux. I agree. Mm-hmm. Jason said it perfectly, man. He's elite. He's definitely elite.
I don't think he's Jaromir Jagr
right now. You know what? I'd put him on the same level, in the same rankings area of Jagr, actually. That's
I don't think he's Patrick Kane.
To me. I think he's better than Kane, actually.
I think he's better than Kane, too.
I don't know, man. I just, again, I don't know enough about hockey. I probably shouldn't be in this discussion because I really just – hockey and soccer are those two sports where, like, obviously I watch more hockey than I do soccer. I'm exposed to it more, but I don't necessarily – I can't get into a hockey debate with somebody because I don't know enough about it. So I don't know why I'm yawning. That's really weird. But anyway.
Second time.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know what's going on with me today. Brianna, is Sidney Crosby elite despite the accolades, or is he still kind of like just kind of there and happen to get, you know, be on a good USA team, but be on a good Penguins team? You know, what's the deal?
I think he's getting there. I think there are so many players right now that are better than him skill wise. Even though they don't have all the trophies and the medals and stuff like that. But I would put him in the top 50 just because he's still got a few years to play.
Top 50?
Oh, yeah.
Definitely top 50.
Wow. Oh, God, I got him in my top
50. Yeah, I think past and present, there are so many people that are just above him. Huh. Because, I mean...
Totally.
Yeah, you look
and
at...
Anyone from Belgium?
No.
Okay, all right.
You look at the two Stanley Cups he's won. You look at, you know, whatever MVP trophies he has, whatever, you know, Olympic medals he has. Okay, that's all well and good, but was that just because of him, or did he play a key part in that, or did he just get, you know, like the Olympic medals, did
he
really do anything?
The goal that won the medal.
I know he did, but I'm just playing devil's advocate here. Is he worth all that hardware, you know? But
yeah,
like
know,
he also has a few years. So I mean, he will end up in the top 20, I think. But right now, I think he's top 50 just because he's got a little bit more to go, and there's still, you know, people playing right now.
I think he's in the top five mustaches of all time.
Oh,
yeah, probably.
No.
When you see Crosby play, like, he's just really good. You know, he has the ice vision, the anticipation.
He sucks.
You know, knows how to get. Base. He's great with the stick. He's got a beautiful stick handle. He's fast.
Something you know about, right?
You know?
Being great with the stick.
Oh, boy, you just got all the one-liners today, don't you?
Zingers, man. I don't know. Well, okay. you know, as much as I want to do this discussion, as much as I want to talk about Sidney Crosby, as I call him, I want to. I really, really do. But my Lord.
You know what really grinds my gears? You, America. You.
This has been bothering me the whole show. So maybe I have to just get this off and then we can have a final 30 minutes that'll be good, okay?
Let her press, Chris.
Two things. Well, actually, hold on. Let me take my medicine first. Hang on a second. Hang on. Open it up.
Put in it. You got a bong rip noise right now?
No. It's Apple. Anyway. So, all right. Last night. This is part one. Okay, this is part one. There's a town nearby me called Schenectady, New York. Shout out Schenectady. Oh, you've been to Schenectady. Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, yeah. I had a friend who lived in New Paul for a few years. Yeah.
Well, again, I'm sorry to hear that as well. but there is – Schenectady is one of those old school kind of towns that is it used to be a lot of money. It used to be this hoity-toity kind of town. Now it is known around here as being basically the – bad area of this town. I mean, even worse than Albany, worse than Troy. Schenectady is you have like a 1 in 10 chance of getting robbed when you walk down the street of Schenectady. Okay, it's bad. So, I'm on Facebook last night, and I see all these people with, oh, Josh, I just saw you last week, and oh, this isn't fair, and justice for Josh, and all this, and I'm like, what the hell happened, you know? So I'm scrolling through the news, whatever, and this guy, Josh, I'm not going to say his last name in respect for him, but he, I guess, was involved in some shenanigans, and an unmarked detective car who had been investigating him pulls up, and I guess he didn't know who they were. He lifts up his waistband, flashes that he has a gun, okay? They get out of the car with their pistols drawn, saying, we are the police, stand down, we just want to talk to you, stand down, blah, 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 blah. So instead of standing down, or even running for that matter, he pulls his gun out and faces it at the officers.
Yikes.
Which at that point, they unloaded on him. He ended up going to the hospital and dying from his injuries.
And
we are getting all of this protesting of, and it's not even a race thing, because I think the kid was white. I don't even think it's a race thing. I think it's more of another cop-related injury. Oh, the cops are terrible. Look what they did. They took Josh from us too early. Dude, he aimed a gun at detectives.
Yeah.
Okay? What did they want him to – what were they supposed to do? It's on his dash cam video. It's not like it's the cop's word versus somebody else's. It's on the dash cam video, And now they're having rallies in the street. That's why I was late today, because of a freaking vigil in the middle of the street. Because here's the thing. I'm not home. I'm at the studio, which is in Schenectady. And there's like cars blocked up everywhere, and there's police everywhere because people are in the streets. I don't want to say riots, but there's, stuff going on everywhere. People are – there's signs out. They're blocking up the road. I'm like, look, this isn't one of those situations where there's any, maybe the cop should have acted differently. Okay? The dude pulled his gun out and aimed it at the officers. Okay? Like, really? And so the only reason I didn't call to let you guys know where I was because I was just going to call in and start the show and just talk via cell phone until I got in here and connected to the microphone and all that. But I realized I need to be in front of the computer to work the board, which is why I noticed which is why I mentioned to you guys about teaching you guys how to use the board in case something like this happens again. You can just start the show without me and I'll call in when I get in, because basically all you would have needed to do was just direct connect as the host. And then now, Joe, it may or may not have worked for you because your mic wasn't working, but it at least would have started the show and Jason and Brianna could have went back and forth. But either way, I teach you how to do the board because, you know, when situations like this arise again, you know, it happens. Not only did that set me back, so not only did that directly affect me, okay, because I live a couple towns over, it that wouldn't have affected me any other way. I didn't know the kid personally. But it directly affected me because of getting in here today, okay? And not only that, but my phone has been acting very weird as of late. The battery has been going down randomly when it's always had great battery life. And today my alarm, I woke up late because my alarm, you know, I'm the kind of guy, Brianna strikes me as being this kind of person as well, but I'm the kind of guy who hits the snooze button, like I'll set my alarm. Let's say I had to have the show at 11. I'll set the alarm for 10 and hit the snooze button 4 times until 10:25 hits. And then I'll get up just so that I'm consciously aware that, okay, I need to get up soon, but I keep having the alarm to remind me. My phone froze at 10:26.
Whoa.
And I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, why is this not? It froze on the alarm screen. And I'm like, what the hell? So I'm looking up in the top corner and it's 10:42. And I'm like, oh, Jesus, like, you know, I got to go. So then I'm going and then I'm sitting in this bumper-to-bumper traffic. There was an accident on top of that, okay? And it's just like, you know, I feel like if I was president of the United States, if I was running for president, I would, you know what I would do? I'd take away the First Amendment. I would. No more freedom of speech. And the reason for that, even though it affects me in my daily job on radio, it affects me. But you know what? Everybody is wrong for having their own opinions. Everybody has an opinion on something. I'm probably going to get a lot of hate emails like, oh, he was a good kid. Oh, it was a mistake. Okay, fine. But you pull a gun on an officer, you deserve to get shot. Okay, it happens. I mean, there's not much the police can do about retarded people. Okay, it's just the case. Okay, it doesn't matter what color you are. It doesn't matter what race you are. It doesn't matter how old you are. You know, there's not much the police can do about retarded people. You pull a gun on an officer, you're going to get shot. Okay, and I would take away freedom of speech because obviously, see, here's what I would do. I would say, you know what? No more First Amendment. No more freedom of speech. You all have to think a certain way about certain things. Okay? And then when people go, oh, well, no, I want to think my way. No, nope, you can't. You have to think this way about this or you're going to go to jail. And when people go, oh, but I want my freedom of speech. I want to be able to think the way that I want to think and I want to be different. Then I'm going to be like, well, you weren't allowing other people to have their own views that are different than yours. So how is this any different? You're just being selfish now. Okay? We have a First Amendment in this country that allows us to have an opinion on something that, you know, that's our opinion. And another thing I hate is these people that claim hate speech. Oh, you're using hate speech. You're a bigot. You're a racist. You're this. You're that. That's hate speech. But they use hate speech at the people that they're accusing of using hate speech. You know what I'm saying? If they think you hate somebody, they hate you. And it's like, well, what about all the peace and love and everyone's, you know, everyone should get along and you know, everybody should be nice to everybody. No, if we don't agree with you, then we're this and we're that and we're terrible people and we're awful. So you don't want us to use hate speech, but you use hate speech to tell us you don't want us to use hate speech. I don't understand that. And it's just, oh, don't even, I mean, this week has just been, it's only Tuesday and this week has already been one of those weeks. So, sometimes I go off on those tangents, but I just saw that last night and, you know, normally I wouldn't have cared. Normally I would have been like, oh man, hey, that sucks, you know, but it affected me directly today. And, that's why I kind of was like, oh my God, because even though this is, you know, a show that isn't, you know, it's not the FM show. It's not a show that I get paid for. It's not this. It's not that. I do take it seriously. I don't know about you guys, but I do take it seriously. I do, you know, value the show. I do think it's good sports talk. We have a lot of good things going. We have a lot of people commenting on the show, a lot of people in the chat boxes, a lot of people commenting on the website about how they love it and everything. And you know, it's quickly become the most listened to show. It's almost as if this show is transitioning into our flagship, even though Sunday's supposed to be. More people seem to like the dynamic that we have going on here. So the fact that call in because I wasn't able to connect. You see, Plus, I should have sent you a Facebook message and said, hey, I'm here, I'm driving, I'll be a few minutes, but there were cops everywhere. The last thing I needed to do was get pulled over for being on my phone. So I do apologize for that, keeping you guys waiting. I'm glad you waited, though.
I was worried about you, Chris. I really was, man.
I mean, it was 15 minutes, and I'm surprised you guys stayed on the line for 15 minutes. I'm pretty happy about that. You know, Dustin would have been like, it's 11:03, I'm out, you know? So I'm glad, you know, you guys stayed on patiently through that brutal hold music for 15 minutes. Another thing is, too, I'm going to be chopping up some clips. Here's one of the announcements. I'm going to be chopping up clips of Jason, of Jeremy, of Joe, of Brianna, and putting it over that horrible intro music. Because I was informed the other day that as much as I love to jam out, especially to Ariana Grande and to other bands and things, we can't start the show with anything we don't have a copyright for, because we post all of our shows to YouTube. And YouTube is very, very strict about copyright issues. So if we have any song or anything on the show that we don't own, it's pretty, you know, they're Nazis about it, basically. So
yeah,
since we bought rights to that stupid intro music, I'm gonna do sort of like what we do for Sundays. And real quick, I don't know if Brianna, if you've ever heard Satellite Sundays intro, but I'm not gonna play the whole thing because it's like 3 minutes long. But this is what we do. Brianna, on Sundays, and this is what I'm going to do for our show, just so you know what I'm talking about.
Thank you for joining us on Satellite.
Oh,
Sunday.
Why is it so low? Okay, I don't know why the volume is so low. Give me one.
And it's good for you get your message, and you could, you know, it's like direct to consumer. Now an athlete doesn't need a publicist. He can say what he wants to say. He can promote what he wants to promote. But the bad part is, I think all these athletes are a little too engaging.
Now it's a guard-driven league. And I think that it's going to continue to be a guard-driven league for a while.
Drunk ass bitch.
Okay. No, that's okay. You gotta, you know, it's like medical terminology. You know, you can't say the P word, but you can say vagina. You know, it's the same thing. I get you.
It's called the BS quote of the week.
I think I was just as surprised.
So you see what I'm saying? We put clips from the show over the intro music. So that makes it a little bit entertaining. Unlike Satellite Sundays, a lot of those clips are from our first shows, even before Joe was with us. So I got to update that pretty soon, so we have some new, some fresh stuff. But, yeah, that's basically going to be my project.
I bring like 20 of them to a show. I mean, there's plenty of my hot takes you can grab from, right? Yeah?
Oh, plenty. Yeah, and Brianna's got some.
I'll give you one right now.
In recent weeks than others. Jason's got a couple of good ones. I mean, so yeah, I'm gonna put a couple over it, and I'm gonna try to change it up every couple of weeks, so that it's fresh and it's new. And I figured that's how we'll be able to do it, and we'll have sort of the same theme for both shows, even though ours is gonna be a little better. So
I love it,
so that,
that's a great idea.
what was that for? Don't you
brand
me?
Brand splitting. I love it.
Exactly. Yeah. Ours is. I mean, technically, they're both my show, because Dustin and I had the agreement that he's going to run the back end. He's going to run the website. He's going to maintain all the articles, do the editing, run that aspect of it. And I'm going to be in charge of everything audio. So technically, I run both shows. But I think this show, dynamic of it, not taking anything away from Todd and Jeremy and those guys. I just think that I have to do a more diligent job of perhaps segmenting that show so that we don't have five people talking on top of one another, you know,
yeah.
Because
yeah,
it's like people, you know, you can't get a point in edgewise.
It gets to be too much, man. And, you know, from the listener's perspective, you know,
it's a lot to take
it
in.
Be, I've heard from people that you can't hear much because everyone's talking at the same time. So, you know, I think the sports roundup format that we have, where we have three or four people, I think is much more accommodating to getting heard and getting a solid viewpoint out there that the listeners can grab onto and hear, you know.
Well, unless you hit a trigger issue. Well, Well, unless you hit a trigger issue, Brianna doesn't speak on the spoken to, so she's fine with that. I mean, unless you hit an issue that really fires her up. So, I mean, she's fine in that regard. But and then Jason is the same sort of way. I mean, he'll comment on things, but usually it's, hey, Jason, what do you think on this? And then he'll give us his take. So that's good. Joe, you talk a lot, but that's great because so do I. So it sort of has that dynamic there. So I think it works. I think it works with what we've got. A lot of people like it. As I said, a lot of people are like, well, you should have the girl talk more. Well, that's also what I'm implementing here in the next recent weeks or so. Because the new segment I'm going to be doing, I think Jeremy had a good idea for once. And he had the idea of – listen, he was my old co-host. I went to school with him. I can bust his balls a little bit. And so he had the idea of, I think he said, what, three with Brie or something like that, or something. Like I said, I'm going to change the name and take them all.
The Brie three.
I'm going to channel my inner Trump here and use my narcissism and change the name and take all the credit for it. But he had the idea, and it's going to be something where she's going to have three topics, really sort of sports related topics, of course, that she wants to mention and get out there. And she's going to sort of start us off with, well, these are my three for the day. I'm going to give you my take. What do you guys think? Which I think will be a kind of a cool idea. And we also started doing – we tried to do headlines on the Sunday show, but we can't get consistent headlines from people. So what we're going to be doing is – once this show starts to get into syndication more, and once it starts to get – we start to get more sponsors and commercials and things like that, we're going to start doing the normal setup, three-minute commercial break, one-minute update or headlines, whatever it may be, blah, blah, blah. So we're going to get into that, but that's in the future. Another thing that I spoke to Brianna briefly about was sort of writing out headlines to start the show. So right after that intro music hits – she's going to be like, you know, let's say today's June 14th. She'd be like, you know, Tuesday, June 14th, you know, these are your sports headlines. You know, I'm – now, is it Pierre? Simone Pierre?
It's Pierre. Pierre.
Okay, Pierre. So, you know, I'm Brianna Pierre, and these are today's headlines. Boom. And then she'll read them. I asked if she had a way to maybe record them. I don't think she does. So a live read might be the best way to do that. And she'll just read off whatever the headlines might be. They don't necessarily have to be related to the topics we're going to be discussing, but they will be, you know, the top sports headlines for the day. And it's not really all that difficult. I might write the first couple for you just to get you going, but all you really got to do is just go on ESPN or CBS Sports or any of those, and you'll the first four stories or something like that just cover, you know. Also, those little things up in the corner of Facebook when they give you the news notifications, just find the sports-related ones, write those out. And just, you know, tell us what the headlines are. Tell us what's going on.
So sort of like the Sports Flash used to be, or when they do headlines every 30 minutes the Hub, that kind of thing.
It's like a live news ticker, basically, yeah. I'm also looking into possibly when we do syndicate and we do make it onto the FM station during a time that's not 2 a.m., possibly getting a longer show. I don't know if you guys – have the time for that during the day, but I'm possibly looking into possibly a 3, maybe 4 hour thing like a normal show would be. But again, I don't know if you guys have the time for that or if you like the 2 hour format. We'll discuss that in production things off the air. But yeah, so there's a couple of things on the horizon that I think would be good ideas that I think really would be beneficial to the show. A lot of people do like what we're doing, as I said. So I think that's sort of a cool thing. I don't know if you guys have anything to sort of go along with this.
You know what really grinds my gears? You, America. You.
So I don't know if you guys have a rant.
I got something, and it's not too far from your issues. And you guys know, my headphones, you know, I'm cruising along. They worked fine on Sunday. They worked fine Thursday. And then I'm listening to the hold music, you know, as I dialed in this morning, waiting and waiting and waiting. All of a sudden, they just stopped working. they just stop working. Like the power button's on, all the lights are on. I check my control panel on my computer. It's everything says it's working. Yeah, it's enabled. You should be hearing stuff. And
happens to you at least twice per show. I mean, usually you have to disconnect and then call back in, and then it usually works. But I mean,
I know why that happens. But this I don't understand. It's like everything is fine. There's like some hidden mute button on the headphones that I can't find. It's like they just
can you hear
not to work
us
at the worst possible time. I guarantee I'll plug them in after the show and they'll work. I'm like, why do you
Murphy's
work
law?
Now? I
of
don't
course.
Understand.
It's Murphy's law. That's how it works.
Yeah.
Could you hear what we were saying, or could you not hear anything?
No, I couldn't. No, I couldn't hear anything. But if you look at the meter in the control panel under sound, it says that volume is coming into the speakers and everything's working fine. But I'm still not hearing anything. And the little volume button that's on my headphone on one of the earpieces just wasn't responding. You know, it beeps when you press it to push up the volume, and it just wasn't responding. So I'm thinking there's some mute capability in here. Like the instruction pad that came with these things was like a 2-inch by 2-inch sheet that said just plug in, basically. So no idea what this volume button does. I discovered it on my own. So I think it's something to do with that, but I don't know. It grinds my gears because I don't want to have these issues on the show. When the show starts, I want to be full and firing and have no technical problems. Same with you, bro.
Oh, trust me,
you
me
want
too.
Everything
I,
to roll.
I don't want to be sitting
my
in traffic
ass when it doesn't. And I don't know why.
I'm with you on that. I mean, I also want to be here at the beginning of the show and not be sitting in traffic during a protest of somebody who pulled a gun on officers. I don't want to be sitting there either and keeping you guys on hold for 15 minutes, you know? So I understand that part as well. I think overall today was just a Murphy's Law day. I mean, between my phone deciding that the battery wants to go from 90% to 60% without me using it,
I've seen that happen. I hate that.
It's awful. The fact that my alarm got stuck at 10:26 and didn't go back off, and it was 10:40 by the time I left the house, and it's a 20-minute drive. That's another that kind of grinded my gears a bit. I would have made it right around the time we needed to be on. Maybe you would have been on a hold an extra minute and a half, 2 minutes, whatever. But 15 was a little bit egregious, so I do apologize for that, keeping you guys there. But again, I am thankful that you stayed on the line for 15 minutes. That was more than you really needed to do, so I do appreciate that. Let me ask this as well. We introduced what the new segments are going to be. I think we're going to start that coming up soon. I know, Brianna, you said you're going to be going away next Thursday. Not this coming Thursday, but the following one. How long will you be gone for? Did we lose her as well? Brianna.
Hello.
There she is.
You got me? Okay, hello.
Okay, we know you said you're going to be going away not this coming Thursday, but the following one. How long will you be gone for?
It depends on Jake's summer school schedule. I could either be gone Tuesday, like leaving next coming Tuesday and be gone for the whole week, or leave Thursday and be gone for the weekend.
Okay. All right. Well, either way, let us know.
Yeah.
Either way, let us know, because we're gonna start your segment when you get back, and get you going on all that. Now, did you happen to catch any of Sunday's Joe Eats Weird Things debate?
I watched the video.
Okay. And what were your thoughts on that?
It was disgusting.
My question is, Joe, I allowed you to choose your own Greek yogurt because I didn't want to torture you that bad, and you chose key lime yogurt with ketchup. Key lime. Okay.
That was a bit of a mistake. So.
Yeah, a bit of a miscue, yes. Now, I thought maybe Joe was, because he doesn't like ketchup anyway, I thought maybe Joe was just being like, I don't like ketchup, and ketchup makes everything worse, and this is bad. But for some reason, unbeknownst to me, that I still don't understand, Jason volunteered to do the same challenge, and I think you used what, like strawberry or something like that, and
yep, still
you
awful.
Put the Yeah, you put the ketchup into the yogurt. Was it as bad as Joe said, or was Joe being a big baby?
No, it was bad. It was just bad.
Ketchup in Greek yogurt. I don't know why I came up with that, but I did. And I don't know why Jason volunteered for that, but he took one for the team, which is great. Now, for anybody who's listening who may have the idea to put ketchup inside of yogurt and mix it around, don't do it. I think that's what we learned here, is that it's not a good combination and that it's not ever going to taste good at all.
No, and World should thank us for our contribution to the culinary arts, that those two combinations, that combination should never be performed.
Ever.
Can we get like – ever. Can we get like a Yoplait and Heinz sponsorship or something for that? I mean, I think we should make Joe like the guinea pig and just have him keep eating name brand stuff until one of these food brands is like, oh yeah, we'll get behind it. We'll give you this much money to eat this, you know, and something like that. Which
I'll
would
do
be
it
cool.
If it gets us sponsors. Yes.
But now you also realize that I'm gonna get progressively grosser here. I may have hit a home run with the yogurt and ketchup, but to me there are worse combinations. I didn't try it, so I don't know if there are worse combinations. Jason seems to be in your court here with as bad as that was. But I'm thinking, you know, something like I said before, vanilla ice cream with soy sauce or something like that. Now, Brianna, Todd brought up a point on Sunday, and I don't know if you've ever dealt with this before, Brianna, I don't know, but Todd brought up something about fish oil. Now, I've had those fish oil tablet things that they give you, like a GNC you can get, and those are fine because you pop it in like a regular pill and you eat it and boom, it's you know, it's whatever, you don't taste anything. But fish oil itself, I've heard, has a bit of a pungent odor. I'm not quite sure what the taste is behind it. I've never really had the intestinal fortitude to try it. But I think Joe this morning, if I read the Facebook chat properly, shot down the fish oil idea.
I wouldn't blame him.
I'd rather not.
Okay. How would you go about getting your hands on some fish oil?
I think Todd said he'd ship me some. So I don't know.
How
I'm
can
sure you
I
can
get hands
from? What?
You know what I'm thinking? Instead of eating weird food combinations, how about eating regular food that is just weird? For instance, things people actually eat, like creamed herring. Pretty sure there's there's creamed. I don't want to make you spend a lot of money. I know like different kinds of meat.
Well, that's
and cheeses
I was actually thinking. Yeah, I'm gonna have to get reimbursed for some of this stuff somewhere down
some
the line.
Well, figured the Yoplait and the ketchup.
That
I figured
was 58
would
cents. My tab started with the Yoplait, 58 cents.
Yeah, 58. Well, I think I can handle that. I'll mail you a dollar and then you'll owe me. How about that?
Yeah,
if you have PayPal, I'll transfer over 59 cents, and then you owe me.
I want an official overtime news check cut in my name for 58 cents.
for 58 cents. I hate that. That's like royalty checks for things. You get like a $2 check in the mail. You're like, what am I supposed to do with this? I hate that.
Right. It's less than the paper server.
Oh, I know, right? It's like the stamp costs more than the check does. I'm thinking something like a creamed herring or perhaps – are you like a liverwurst fan?
Me? Liverwurst? I've never had it. I ate raw liver once in high school for a couple of bucks, but it's cow liver.
Joe, you know what you remind me of? You remind me of how terrible of a person I am. And when I was in high school – when I was in high school, you know how in biology class they had you do the dissection of different things?
Yeah.
Well, we did a bunch of different dissections of different things, and we had a crayfish one day. And now this wasn't me per se. This wasn't me that did this. This was just me that sat by and idly watched it happen and not mention anything. So I guess that makes me guilty by association. – But there was this kid, the same kid I was telling you about with the dip spit, same kid. We had had a crayfish dissection biology class, and a couple of kids thought it would be kind of funny to save the innards and put them in, you know, wrap them up in a tissue and take them with them. So we had lunch the next period, and this kid sitting down, and it was rather annoying, and was, you know, he had this cackling laugh that was really kind of annoying. So he went up to go get Gatorade and or something. He went up to get a drink, and the kid pulls out, this other kid sitting at the table, pulls out the tissue with the crayfish in it and takes the kid's pizza, pulls the cheese up, puts the crayfish innards from the biology class underneath the cheese and closes the cheese back up on top of the pizza. Now, I could have very easily said, hey, man,
hey,
don't eat the pizza. You know, don't eat the pizza. That they did something to it.
Yeah.
I sat by and watched him eat pizza that I knew had crayfish innards inside of it. Yes.
You're a very bad
so,
man. A very
yeah, exactly. Yes, but I didn't. I wasn't the one to put it in there. So there you go. Yeah, so it could have been a lot worse. I can only imagine if that happened to Brianna's pizza, how many people would have been, you know, she would have went like Kill Bill on everybody, I believe. But had she found out,
very likely, yes.
Yes, yeah, she would have been. Yeah, it would have been bad. Another thing too that I did that was a terrible, terrible thing to do. Food related. We got 4 minutes left, so I'll tell you how bad this was. Me, I was in what? 6th grade, 7th grade, something like that. There was this girl who was really annoying. And, you know, she was one of those girls who was mean. Okay, just mean. She also weighed 275 pounds, but she was mean. Okay, so if she was like... Well, that's probably why she was mean, yes. But if she was heavy, whatever, and nice, no big deal. But she was an ogre and mean. Okay, so I felt like I had, yeah, well, she was. Oh, well, she was mean. She was just a mean-spirited person. So I figured I had to do this. I took those little, you know, the white powder donuts, like the little donut holes, the little white powder jelly ones. Well,
no, what are you talking about? Yeah, of course we know what they are.
Okay, well, I don't know. Some people don't know this stuff. So I took those, and it was what, like, this was her fourth lunch at this point. She gets back up to go get her fifth lunch, and people tell me, hey, why don't you put the donut holes on her seat? And I'm like, oh, dude, on her seat? Really? She's going to notice that. And they're like, no, put it on her seat. So me being in sixth grade, thinking it would be funny, did put it on her seat. So she's some stomping over, plops down without looking. Okay, boom, sits down, goes back up to get her sixth lunch. And I know I'm just being mean-spirited here, but goes back up to get her sixth lunch, and she got a big white ring around her, on the back of her pants. And I don't know why. I don't know why this is all coming back to me, but this is just. I'm in one of those moods today where I'm just like, you know what? I'm gonna go buy all the munchkins at Dunkin' Donuts and just throw them at midgets, something like that. Like, I'm just in that kind of a mood. I'm just in that kind of a mood today. I don't know why, but I am. So I can't even really focus.
Donut sauce. Love it.
Yeah, I can't even focus on sports today. I just want to like just do something that's not like gonna like affect anybody. I just want to do something that's like not mean, just hilarious. I don't know why, but I do. But anyways, so on Thursday, I promise you, I will be here on time. I will make sure that I am diligent in, you know, in my getting here, and we will have a better, you know, longer sport topic debate. I figured that there was going to be less of a debate today. I figured something bad was going to happen, which is why I didn't put a full 2 hours worth of debate. But we covered a good portion of it. I mean, this last part only covered about 10 minutes, so I think we're good. Last thing here, because I don't have outro music today. I don't have anything really here in front of me. So Brianna's going to start doing the headlines. She's going to start doing her 3 with Bree segment that once I change the name and take credit for it. Joe's going to start eating things, continue eating things. Jason, let me ask you this real quick. And I'm going to throw this little tidbit out there. Let me ask you this. on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most probable, 1 being the least probable, Cavaliers making history and coming back and winning this thing. All right, Joe, how about you?
It's probably a 2, man. I just don't
Two, really?
Happening. Game 7 in Golden State, they're gonna put on a show of three-pointers, and Cleveland won't be able to keep up.
You know what else grinds my gears? Why are they called Golden State? Why aren't they called the California Warriors?
Because gold was found there.
Yeah, but they're the only team that's not named after their state or their city. What
yeah,
makes you so special that you have to be called by a nickname?
Yeah, it's ground my gears
a little bit before, too. Well, exactly. Like your franchise is named after your state's nickname, not after your state or your city. Like, why don't they the Oakland Warriors or the, you know, California Warriors?
Yeah.
Why do they have to be Golden State? Like, what makes you so special? You know what I'm saying? So it's one of those kind of days for me. Yeah, possibly. It's one of those kind of days for me. We'll see you on Thursday if you're listening. And I do apologize for a shorter show today than normal. Do apologize to the co-host for being a little bit tardy. I'll be better about that on Thursday. And we will see you on Thursday.